side are you? Maybe today is your wrapping day. Maybe you have finally done all your shopping, maybe, and you're ready to sit down, hopefully with a couple of cats to help and do a bit of wrapping. Now, in years gone by, there's always a couple of things we're stuck on, whether it's something circular, bottles, it could be an... I mean, I suffer with the squares, to be honest. So we thought we'd get some tips this morning from probably the best expert in the world, I think I can call her, Arona Khan, international gift wrapping expert. Arona, good morning.
Good morning, Molly.
Hello, my lovely. How are you? You feeling festive?
I'm fit, fine and wonderful this morning, thank you.
You must be so busy this time of year, I can't get my hat on.
Oh, well, it's a bit crazy, isn't it? Last night I finished making my Christmas cards using scraps of leftover gift wrap, so I'm really ready to rock and roll.
Oh, that sounds a really, really lovely idea. Oh, that sounds... Do you stick them onto card, or...?
Yes, I tear up leftover bits of gift wrap into little pieces and then I stick them onto some recycled card. This year I've used in the shape of a Christmas tree and add a few little faux gems just, you know, for that festive touch. And they're really personalised cards and it's such a great way of using up the leftover paper when you've actually done your wrapping.
Genius. Do they call you Crafty Khan down Brighton?
But you know what they do? But maybe they will now.
Well, they should. Now, I watched a few YouTube videos of you rapping. I mean, you are seriously a genius. It's, I mean, some of us, myself included, sometimes rapping can be so bad it's almost funny, and you give up even trying, and you sort of, you have to apologise as you hand the gift over. But it is simple if you know how, as with everything in life. But watching your videos, the beauty that you can create knowing how to fold that paper is amazing.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I'm nearly blushing here, Molly.
But, I mean, I watched your bottle tutorial because all of us struggle. We think, oh, yes, we're going to wrap it at the top and make it look like a sweet, and we don't. It's awful. But can you describe your technique for bottle wrapping?
I'm not sure exactly which video, but you're probably
it was champagne.
About a bottle. Was it wrapped in cellophane?
Yes, there was two layers of... there was a green and a red and then a cellophane.
So what you can do is take a sheet of cellophane and then lay tissue paper on top so that you can hide. I mean, obviously, you're going to tell it's not a pair of socks, but if you want to hide, you know, whether it's fine champagne or something a little more Prosecco, you can take some tissue paper, and if you're using two sheets of tissue, you overlap them slightly, tape them on the inside so you can't see the tape, and then all you need to do is stand the bottle in the middle and gather the paper, the cellophane and the tissue paper up together, and gather it in small overlapping folds and tie it at the neck of the bottle. And, you know, that gives a really lovely look. You trim the top if necessary. I could give you a really simple, easy way to wrap a bottle of wine or other things this year. And that is, don't bother to wrap the whole bottle. Just make a cummerbund, again, using an off-cut cut of gift wrap, so that you're hiding exactly which wine it is. But, you know it's not going to be, as I've said before, a pair of socks. So whether it's a really fine wine or it's a bottle of Plonk, that's going to be the surprise when they take the cummerbund off. And you can also make a little cummerbund, and by a cummerbund, I mean a ring of paper that goes around the bottle, covering up the paperwork, and also possibly the lid, if that gives the hint of what's inside.
That's very clever. Very, very clever. And the accessories as well, the ribbons, the bows, I mean, they're quite integral.
They all make a huge difference, don't they? And, you know, sometimes you just sort of need to think laterally. So what happens when you run out of a ribbon and stick-on bows and things like that? Well, I often suggest to people, look at last year's Christmas decorations. You know, some of you perhaps gone off or you're not using anymore. And sometimes, obviously, not glass baubles, but if they were flat, maybe plastic accessories, things like that, you can put a double-sided foam pad on the back and use them to decorate a gift. And then once again, you can take leftover scraps of gift wrap and you can pleat them in a triangular or fan shape and you can use them to decorate gifts. Now, that's really handy when you're going to be posting a present or if you're going to be packing it in your suitcase so it doesn't arrive looking as though you sat on it for the entire journey.
Excellent. Here's an interesting question. When I was doing my wrapping, I did think, because I like everybody else, getting really environmental about the foil and the cellophane, this, that and the other. And I thought, I've got it. It's in the loft. It's in my, you know, my bag, so I'm going to use it, but I just won't buy any more. Do you have to be careful these days of not getting the foily type stuff, the non-recyclable stuff? Does that have to cross your mind as an international gift wrapper?
Well, absolutely, Molly. I think we're all much more eco-conscious, eco-aware than we used to be years ago. And yes, it's a case of using up things that you have, but trying to be really responsible when you're purchasing materials to use now. So, you know, more and more people are perhaps using fabric to wrap some awkward shapes.
That's a good idea.
You know, because then it can be part of the gift. And it's a great way if you're somebody who does some sewing at home, you perhaps got pieces of fabric that you don't use. And, you know, in Japan, they use that in an amazing way to wrap presents.
Oh, Ron, I'd never have thought of that. That's genius. And it doesn't crumple, so it's always reusable.
Exactly.
Genius.
So it can be used in lots of different ways. And can I just tell you a couple of things that might be handy for your listeners when it comes to wrapping? First of all, don't stick the gift wrap to the present. People seem to think that's going to make it easier, and it really doesn't. And if the recipient wants to change it, it's difficult because sometimes it can tear the packaging. And, you know, as you were saying about a present, sometimes there's a certain charm in receiving a present that's not magnificently wrapped. But the important thing is not to mummify the gift. And by that I mean having, you know, multiple layers of paper going round and, you know, acres of tape. And, in fact, I like, whenever possible, to not use sticky tape at all. And I don't know if you had a chance to look on my website, aronakhan.com, but you can see my pouch technique where I wrap everything from chunky jewellery to DVDs and books and all sorts of things. And that is so quick and easy. You use a little bit more paper, but the joy of it is, at the end, the recipient can take the present out, put a new one in, and pass it on. And it can go multiple times. So in terms of us not wasting paper and reusing, it's the ultimate wrap.
Just as a final quick couple of questions to you, as you are an international gift wrapping expert, do you wrap for the stars?
I have been known to wrap for some stars, but, you know, we keep these things a little bit secret.
Can you give me a sneaky peek of what, like one or just one or two?
Well, in the past, I had a gift wrapping service in Hamley's Toy Store and in London, and there we wrapped a rocking horse for a very famous musician. And the awful thing was, when it was delivered by the courier company, they were sent up a spiral staircase only to find that the child lived on the ground floor. So you can imagine that was well received.
Oh, my goodness. And just as a final question, Arona, is there anything that still stumps you? You can do tennis rackets, you can do rocking horses, as you've just said. Is there anything that still stumps you, or have you conquered wrapping everything?
Well, I hope that when I look at things, I think logically, OK, what's the best way to tackle it? And I think now, sometimes when there's a really awkward shape, there's perhaps a better option of wrapping something that's a hint as to what the gift is, rather than wrapping some gigantic present. So, for instance, if you were wrapping a bicycle, instead of doing that, I'd maybe wrap a little gift hinting about the bicycle and saying where it's hidden.
Oh, my goodness, you are a genius, girlfriend.
Oh, you are too kind, my dear.
Are there loads of these tips on your website?
There's all sorts of useful things on the website and videos of me wrapping different shapes so, you know, people can see it and instantly know how to tackle their presents. Or, of course, they could always buy a DVD and be an expert themselves by next Christmas.
So your website one more time, Arona?
Is aronakhan.com. A-R-O-N-A-K-H-A-N.
What a pleasure having you on this morning. Thank you so much for your time. Have a smashing weekend and happy Christmas to you and your family, Arona.
Thank you, and happy wrapping to you and your listeners.
Marvellous. Thanks very much. We'll talk again.
I won't wake up on Thursday.